The hot, dry weather has increased the risk of wildfires. Conditions are particularly bad in eastern Washington, but wildfires also can and do happen in the Puget Sound region. The Paradise fires burned 1,600 acres of old-growth rainforest in the normally damp Olympic National Park area. If you're a property owner near a wildfire-prone area, what can you do to reduce danger? Roger Ferris has worked with the Federal Emergency Management Agency in disaster areas from Alaska to Florida. He helps property owners figure out what they can do to reduce damage from disaster. Ross Reynolds asked Ferris, where are the major wildfire risks to property here in Washington State?
Well, of course, eastern Washington gets bone dry this time of year. And combined with the wind, the lightning strikes can cause what's called an ember storm. So way out ahead of the fire, you can have just a tremendously scary and incredibly dangerous windstorm filled with embers. And that is something that's very, very difficult to prepare to mitigate against. And people are doing it. They're really clearing way more than the 30, 50, 100 feet of defensible space. They're clearing as many acres as they can around their homes and barns and outbuildings. Here in western Washington, defensible space is still critically important, and removing excess fuel from around the house. We don't tend to need quite as much of a barrier because we don't have the extreme dry conditions. But it's really also about the fire-resistant materials, building materials that don't burn when the flames do get close, when the heat gets intense.
If you live in an area adjacent to a forest or where a wildfire could get set off, tell us what you should do.
The fancy term is the urban wildland interface, where you're next to a forest. And some years ago, I was involved in a project to encourage people to use drought-resistant and fire-resistant shrubbery around their homes so that they would be less at risk, to remove the wood piles that are near a home and relocate them to the far edge of the property, to use a patio that's made of stone or cement rather than a wood patio, or fire-resistant material is also available. Some of the decking materials are much more fire-resistant than wood. Of course, metal roofs in these zones is very important, or some sort of completely fire-resistant, fireproof roofing material. But there are a lot of other little tricks that the FireWise program can help homeowners to get familiar with and to implement.
What's that program?
It's a national program that's just designed so carefully and is so helpful for homeowners and business owners throughout the country to reduce their risk from wildfire damage. And it's available in lots of great publications online. And there are representatives in many areas that can help to design the mitigation effort.
How could someone find out more about that?
The FireWise website is really the best.
FireWise website.
So just one word, FireWise.
FireWise. Now, those of us in urban neighborhoods with small backyards, or even in suburbia with backyards that don't back up onto a forest, might not think about this too much. But I had a lot of brush in my backyard around the 4th of July. I covered it with a tarp thinking that, boy, a random spark or something could set that off. Even if you live in the city, what should you be paying attention to with this bone dry weather?
Well, absolutely, keeping the tall grasses cut down so that you don't have that flash fire. If a spark should hit it, could be a spark from a barbecue or someone's cigarette butt or something like that, and that can be incredibly fast moving. Those little hot brush fires and certainly the pile of brush next to the house would be a bad idea. And again, when you're choosing building materials, fire-resistant is a pretty good idea. I also like to have a large fire extinguisher as well as the small. I have, pretty good size. I have buckets of water that are handy and a hose at the ready, and a couple of hoses. I even keep those hoses prepared in the winter by draining the water out of them and so they won't get full of ice, and having them ready to go in case there's a fire of some sort that I need to put out quickly.
Roger Ferris has worked with FEMA in disaster areas ranging from Alaska down to Florida. He spoke with Ross Reynolds.